Border Patrol officials have been arresting massive groups of Central American migrants near Lukeville and elsewhere along the Arizona border in recent months. Many are families planning to be apprehended and then ask for asylum. Others are still hoping to evade arrest. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
It's a few hours past dark and cool in the center of Sonoita, Sonora. Many Arizonans know it as little more than the first Mexican city you drive through on the way to Rocky Point. But for a few groups of Central American migrants milling about the covered Central Plaza last week, it's the last Mexican city of a long journey north.
Siempre hay conflictos en el camino. Ya podemos ver cerquito nuestro destino.
That's Arizon Ricardo Fonseca, a 24-year-old migrant from the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa. He tells me it had taken him and his two cousins 5 months to get here. Robberies and other hardship had slowed a journey that often takes about a month. Now he sees his destination up close. In the desert near Sonoita in recent months, U.S. Border Patrol agents have apprehended massive groups of migrants. Some number over 100, and most are Guatemalan men, women, and children. It's that rise in apprehensions of so-called family units there and elsewhere along the Arizona-Mexico border that immigration officials say is overwhelming detention capacity. That's resulting in larger releases of Central Americans to nonprofits and churches in Phoenix and Tucson. But on the streets of Sonoita, there's little obvious sign of the sorts of migrants being apprehended in those large groups. Much easier to find are others like Fonseca. At the Pueblo Sin Fronteras, or People Without Borders, shelter the next morning, there were dozens of men, mostly Honduran, and one Honduran woman, no young children. The camp is a work in progress, and the sounds of shovels, hacksaws, and food preparation fill the camp. Some pass the time with card games, meat fries, and bean stew over small fires. Carla Betancourt, one of the coordinators of the only shelter in town, said demand for space quickly overwhelmed the rented house that originally served as the shelter a few years back. Now it's the migrants themselves, building it on an empty lot at the dusty edge of town. This started with just the fence, she says. Since then, tents and trailers have been added so that the migrants have a good place to be on their way north. Camp resident Edwin Omar had been in Sonoita for 5 days after a month-long trip from Honduras. The plan was to get to the border and figure out what's next. He's still thinking about how to make it to the United States. The lack of a concrete plan was something I heard from the other Hondurans I spoke with. They were also unaware of the large group arrests of family units and the releases of many of those apprehended. They said that what brought them to Sonoita was the simple fact that it's closer to the end of the train line in Rocky Point. Betancourt said most of the Honduran men plan on crossing to their destinations, not getting caught. But Border Patrol spokesman Daniel Hernandez said the large groups of Guatemalan families and others they're apprehending are being led just across the line to wait for agents to arrest them. Many then request asylum.
Everybody's being told if you come to the United States through this manner, you will be granted some sort of protected status.
Henry Lucero, Director of Enforcement and Removal Operations at ICE's Phoenix office.
It's now cheaper for people to come. And they're saying that you're not going to be detained and you're unlikely to be deported if you're coming from that country. It sounds like a good deal.
What's left out are the long court processes. Such migrants also can't work, and asylum approval rates are low. But smugglers are using the releases to entice would-be migrants, and Lucero says that draw has been powerful. Family unit apprehensions in the Tucson sector are at their highest in over 5 years, according to federal data. Hernandez said he was unsurprised to hear that the migrant families were difficult to find in Sonoita, saying that smugglers have set up a sophisticated infrastructure for those who have paid the steep fees. As for the Hondurans who told me they planned on trying to cross solo, Hernandez said it's nearly impossible without help. Most adult males will use a foot guide. Nevertheless, that's exactly what Fonseca and his cousin said they were planning on doing. He said they were aware of the dangers of crossing Mexico, as well as the tougher immigration policies in the U.S. They came anyway, he says. Everybody has a goal in life, and this was theirs. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.